everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to another Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so happy to be chatting with you guys again, and just know we will soon be back on a regular schedule. It has just been a hectic couple of weeks, but I love your patience and I love your kindness and continuous positivity on this show. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for checking out old episodes. You guys, it never goes unnoticed. I see it, I love it, and this is why Brit Positive Podcast is, just know, we're not going anywhere. We're only making more. Now, this setup might sound a little different in the background because your girl is driving, but just had to just pull out the microphone in a way and just be like, hey, let's just chat. But this will be a two-parter. So you're going to get a little bit of me here in the car, and then of course we will switch to me back at the studio. But I just wanted to start off with a little catch up, like, how's it going? How's life? What are you guys doing? Things like that. I got to know what's going on, because, you know, in case you guys are going through some stuff that needs some encouraging words in your life, we're here to do that for you. And we have so many that we're going to be posting on Brit Positive Podcast Instagram, so you guys can go there and read some encouraging things if you need. We have merch to maybe have you go out there, walk with it to remind yourself, and we have new merch actually coming out soon. So that's been something I've been working on. Can't wait to have it done and ready for you guys so that we can have a new season in positivity together, okay? But yeah, just a little catch up. You might be like, so Brit Positive, what's been going on with you? Well, I've just been busy with work and just social life and just about anything. Like, I think I can't get 2 seconds to myself nowadays. And that's okay, that's life. I can see how that can be a normal thing. But I am making sure I am paying attention to just simply being present, because sometimes so much could be happening, and, you know, sometimes people will be like, so what did you do this weekend? And I'm like, oh, I don't even know. Like, I know what I did, but it's like, it's all a blur all of a sudden because it happened so fast, kind of thing. So, you know, that's something I've been very intentional about, of just like being really present, you know, kind of put my phone away. That's why I haven't been on the gram that much with the couple of months. I just put my phone away and just like be engaging with people, with my surroundings, and just like, you know, just, I don't know, I guess that's the season I'm in right now, of just like really being present. And there's so much more I want to share with you guys of what I've learned and things I've used to help me, you know, kind of just stay on a positive course, because like stuff happens, life happens. And it's like, you know, sometimes you're trying to stay on that course of just like be grateful, be positive. But sometimes, in reality, it can be a bit hard to do that because you're feeling so much of what's happening around you. It's hard for you to believe the good sometimes. But this is why we're here, because we're here to encourage you. Like, yes, there is still good. And believe me, I don't only want to just come on here and say these things. I actually want to come on here and actually like share from my own experience so that you guys can just know, like, it's not impossible. Like, if Brittany can do it, then you can do it too. So, just wanted to encourage you guys, just like, don't let the things out there get you down. No, it's only temporary, and you know, better is to come. I truly, truly believe that. So I am still on the road, and let me just say, traffic is insane. Okay. Like, I'm wondering, where did all these people come from? So I don't know about you guys, if you have any moments of like the traffic bumper to bumper kind of car situation. What do you guys do in those circumstances? Because like for me, I just play music and I just simply have to accept the fact that this is out of my control, even though I'm there like, no, I want to get to where I need to go on time. But like, it kind of gave me a glimpse of life in general. Like, certain things may not go the way we hope, but it's like, how do you deal with it in that moment? Like, do you sit and get sad or allow it to ruin your day? Or do you just, okay, this is not what I planned, but let's see where it goes, you know, or let's see how we can make it better, you know? So instead of it being a situation where you're just kind of bummed, you're just like, okay, well, this is what I'll do. You know, you could play some music. You can start saying like a prayer for yourself. Like, maybe some of these moments where we're being paused in the middle of things that we're doing, it's like maybe a moment for you to like actually do something for yourself, do something to help fulfill your soul. You know, whether it's praying, whether it's saying positive things over your life, just to kind of get you encouraged for the day, all those things. I think little hiccups in our day, like, gives us, I think you, if you look at it, like, it's giving yourself attention to take care of you for that second while you're waiting on something or while you're dealing with something. I think that is powerful, because it's like traffic. Like, of course that would make anyone upset, but just be like, okay, well, I'm stuck in traffic, but what can I do for me in this moment to like stay calm or to enjoy this little hiccup, you know? Or it's like a problem at work or school, you're trying to solve a problem, whether it's a homework or trying to solve a problem at work. Instead of you like getting, you know, flustered, you could just be like, okay, how am I gonna solve this? What are things I can do? Or, you know, let me not forget I had a great lunch. Let me not forget I have people who love me. Things like that, to kind of just refocus on what's truly important and not allow things like, you know, life itself, just the good or the bad, but more so the bad I'm here targeting. Don't let those things like really take such power over you and your mood and your day, you know? Just like allow that stuff to just be like, okay, that's happening, uncomfortable, but I'm gonna focus on this instead, you know? So just thought to share that with you guys, because that's what I'm doing right now in traffic in real time. I'm like, what can I do to make this a better situation instead of feeling stressed out about being in traffic? I will do a podcast and speak some positive stuff over my life and more your life. I want good things to happen for my listeners out there too. So, you know, thank you guys again for tuning in, and let's get to the studio. I will give you guys an update on what's happening in the traffic, on how that all went down and how my day went down. Let's make a fun event out of this. Okay. All right.
Enjoy listening to podcasts and ever wonder, can I make a podcast? But it seems so complicated, and good audio production can take time. What if there was a way to create an amazing podcast easily? Well, now there is. Introducing Podcasting Made Easy from Podtastic Audio. My production team will handle your entire audio production, allowing you to be the star of your show. This is Podcasting Made Easy. How easy? Well, so easy, you don't even have to press record. Now that's easy. Your listeners are waiting. Let's deliver. Sign up for a free strategy call today at podtasticaudio.com/easy.
And we are back in the studio, no longer driving in the car. And if you guys want to know what happened that day, I got to work, and that's all that matters. Even though it took so long and traffic was horrible, but hey, you know, what can you do? You can only just, you know, look for the positive, which is what I did. So that is my little encouragement right there for you guys regarding that situation. But now we're back in the studio, and I just wanted to continue our conversation that we had. It is Thanksgiving here in Canada, so happy Thanksgiving. And I feel so thankful because, you know, we're almost at the end of the year, not really completely, but you know what I mean? At least right now we're in October, and just so much has been happening, you guys, which is why your girl has not been able to do many podcasts as she like, but there's never a day I don't think about you guys. Just remember that, okay? But we are posting on Instagram. I am checking my DMs with you guys, having little conversations, positive conversations. So it's all good. But I am going to be doing some more episodes, and I have more people to come on here to just have a good positive conversation with myself and to share with you. So I'm excited for that. But in this episode in particular, I was kind of trying to find my footing with it too, because I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to catch up, or are we going to think about things that we're thankful for? And I said, well, in the good spirit of Thanksgiving, I don't know about America and other places, you guys haven't gotten your Thanksgiving yet, but hey, you can listen to this leading up to yours to kind of get you in the spirit. But yeah, Thanksgiving, I like it in that it really just is a time to really take a beat and reflect on your life, but more so of the things you're truly thankful for. Because, you know, the saying, you don't know until it's gone, that's when you realize how much you appreciated it or how much it meant to you. And I don't know, that's just been a journey of mine personally, where if I'm not paying too close to attention to what I'm doing in my moment, like, I always say, oh, but if I don't have it, I'm gonna miss out. Like, I'm not gonna be happy that I didn't take the time to appreciate it, you know, whether that is something I have or it's a person in my life, all those things. So I just encourage you guys, in your season right now in life, while everything is very fast paced and we're on the go and everything's touchscreen and, you know, automatic driving cars and all. And I mean, like, self-driving cars, like, you don't even have to be in the car now. Like, it's crazy out there. But in all of that, I just would encourage you to really just appreciate what you do have in this moment. It's whether you consider it not that big of a deal or so, it is a big deal, because even those things we take for granted that are to ourselves, thinking it's very small and not that important, it is, because nothing in life is permanent. And, you know, it's not to say you can't enjoy it or don't get attached to it, but it's just like, when you think of it that way, you really tend to just not worry about the little stuff and just enjoy every aspect of it. So I really encourage you guys to do that. And I'm going to just list a couple of things I'm thankful for. And I hope it encourages you guys to actually, you know, come up with a list for yourself. Just because it is such a good thing. And I'll explain why. Because sometimes in life, we can be so wrapped up in everything, more so a lot of things that we want and we have not achieved yet. And once that kind of becomes that target in our brain to continue to just strive for something we don't have, we really do miss out on the things we do have. And so I just wanted to share things that I did take a moment to, like, sit back and really, like, appreciate. And not just for today, but let it be a reminder through many other days I have to just be thankful for. Because, like I said, we can't take this stuff with us, you know, or we don't know what the, you know, life brings, and we don't know what tomorrow is. So it's just like, you know, it really is to just bring that perspective and kind of keep it there, just so you know, to appreciate these things. So for me, I appreciate my first one would be like being alive. I think it's gotten to the point for me where I remember when I was younger, like in school or like elementary school, high school, all that stuff, I'd get up, like, you know, typically thinking like, oh, I have school and I have to go this and I have to do that. And it just seemed as if like my life was already planned out. And, you know, it was just kind of like, you can easily get annoyed sometimes. You wake up and you know what you have to do in your day, or you think, oh, I have to go to work. And, you know, all of that can immediately get you in this robot or this automatic feeling of what you know what your day is going to be like. And so immediately it puts you in a mood. I'm just thankful now, as I got older, I was able to kind of shift that thinking because of just everything that we've all been through, whether good or bad. It's just like, life is so precious. And even if I know I have to get up and go to work, or I know I have to do this and do that, and, you know, things that may, you know, are important things to do, it's our responsibility, instead of it looking like I have a chore or a task I gotta finish, it's like, I'm just thankful I can do it. You know, I'm thankful I can get up and get things done, because, you know, what if I can't, you know, that then I would be missing out or wishing I could, you know what I mean? So when you change that perspective, you kind of end up going, I'm really just happy I'm able to, like, go to work and do what I need to do, be helpful, be kind, you know? So that's one of the things I'm thankful, is just being alive, being able to breathe. Because when I think about it too, you guys, like, I'll be sleeping and I'm breathing on my own, but it's just kind of like, even that, I know, the way I look at it deeply is like, I know God's keeping my breathing going throughout the night, because, like, that has, I don't purposely, like, do anything to keep that going, you know? So all of that just made me really appreciate life and appreciate the days I wake up to see And even if I know or have an idea of what it may look like, it really is never the same. Always think about that too. Each day you live is not the same. It's not going to be like yesterday. It's not going to be like the day after, the day before yesterday, nothing of that. It's literally going to be different. Every day is different. So it's just like big or small, just appreciate it and learn and be kind and just enjoy it. Another thing that I am thankful for is my family. I've just been so wrapped up in doing things now as of late, but any chance I get to hang out with my family. I mean, the other day or so we were watching a movie. I think it's called The Contractor. We watched it on Amazon Prime, and it was pretty interesting film, actually. I was like, oh my goodness, there was a lot happening. But it was, to me, what really made it so special was just like my whole family and I just sitting together watching it. And you know, those moments, you don't know when you're gonna ever see them again or have them again. So it's like while you're in it, you just have to appreciate it. So that was me the other couple of nights ago, guys, was just sitting with my family watching a movie, because we actually haven't done that in a while. And it was just something that I could completely just be happy about, feel thankful for. And, you know, I just have to thank God. I really was like, thank you, God, for my family. Like, I got to do this with them. And, you know, these are memories I'll cherish forever, because, like, if anything, I may not be able to take that exact moment with me, like, in my hand, but the memory is dear to my heart and something I can hold on to forever and look back and smile. So in saying this, it's just to always kind of, like, make your day an event. Make those times you have with whoever you're with to just be special and to make your own memories, because that is what you can really take with you, guys. And I believe I mentioned that sometime before in some other episodes, but I think I'm bringing it back because it's just one of those things that's been standing out to me as of late, where I just really have to make my day important so I can remember, because of just that's life. Like, you know, I sometimes get so trapped in the cycle of like things repeating or knowing what's to come, and it's like we really don't know. So just really enjoy and make the day an event so you can have a memory to keep. My third thing that I'm thankful for is my friends. You guys know who you are. I love you so dearly. And it's just that sometimes, you know, in life, you could be going through so much seasons and different changes, and like you have your friends to just have there for you to like talk to, laugh with, to cheer you up. And so I'm just really thankful for them in my life. I had made some beautiful memories with them throughout this year. And it's just one of those things that I'm just so thankful for. And, you know, It's hard to make good connections, good healthy connection nowadays, because you really don't know people's intentions here and there. But, you know, I did take it step by step with these people, and it just, you know, one thing led to another, and it was like you end up finding the most best people you've ever met. And I don't know, I'm just very thankful for them. They make me smile when I don't feel like smiling, and I feel their love without them having to do anything. So it's just one of those things that I'm just so thankful to have. And so you guys know who you are. I love you, and thanks for always supporting your girl too. The fourth thing I'm very thankful for is, there's so many things. That's why I'm pausing, because I'm like, I could say a bunch, but I don't want to, you know, overdo it here. But I'm very thankful, guys, there's so much on my mind. I'm thankful, and this is gonna sound cheesy, but I am thankful for a Brit Positive Podcast. I mean, I want to say it, but it was like, is it gonna sound too cheesy? But I'm thankful for it because I've gotten to meet and interact with such amazing people who are passionate about their own thing and their topics they like to talk about on their show, and be a part of their show sometimes, or get to collab and things like that. And I never ever in a million years thought I would be doing any of that, but it just happened. And it's just one of those things I truly keep, you know, dear to my heart. And the messages I get from listeners of being encouraged by the show, and just like people liking the show, people following the show, people, you know, following us on Brit Positive Podcast Instagram, all of that is just, to me, till this day, I'm always blown away on how it grew. and just, you know, it's like one of those things that it was just a little idea in my head that I just thought, you know, we need encouragement out there. And then bam, you know, a lot of people were like, yeah, we need this too. And it just became its thing. And I just feel like it's not just my thing. It's everyone's thing of just like being positive, looking for the positive. And whether that's in films, whether that's with conversations of how to make us ourselves better for ourselves and others. It's just, I love each episode that's been out. I love the conversations, the tips, and all that we're able to share on this platform. And I am so excited and very hopeful for the future to be continuing this journey with you guys, because you're the reason why we keep going. You know, whenever I see you guys tuning in, I'm just like, yeah, you know, someone out there is appreciating this, and that person who's listening, I'm doing this for you. Because, you know, sometimes you could just feel so alone out there or in your own head and think all sorts of things. But it's like, just sometimes if you don't have a friend or a person to talk to you to kind of encourage you through whatever you're going through, I am honored to be that person for you right here, wherever I am and wherever you are. I am happy to know I can just, you know, make you feel not alone and know that, hey, you can do it. Keep pushing. And I'm cheering you on. Honestly, I am. So thank you guys for being a part of this journey with me and continuing to be on this journey with me, because we have episodes coming. I actually had like a whole vlog, guys. I have it all edited and everything, and I never posted it because I was just like, I don't know. You know, it was all set. I was about to post it on YouTube and I just didn't. But if you guys think I should, let me know. Let me know in the comments, and I might do it. I might just post it and just have it there on Instagram or something. But yeah, and last but not least, another thing I'm very thankful for, my relationship with Christ. That's really how I am able to be hopeful and get through things. And I know if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I'm very thankful for that, and I can only hope to be better from it and to continue to be the best positive person for me, so I can be that for you, and we can just keep this train going. And with that, thank you so much for listening to what I'm thankful for. I hope you guys can take the time out in your day, or even do it every day, write 3 things you're thankful for, because it really will shift your mind from thinking about what you don't have, which can make you feel sad because you want it and you don't have it yet. But when you really focus on what you do have, you don't feel like you're lacking anything. If anything, you're so content, you know, because of all the blessings you see around you, because you guys are truly blessed. And I believe a lot of us just don't take the time to look for it. And so I do encourage you guys, look at the blessings around you. It's there. And once you really soak that in, you'll be happier for it. And you'll, if anything, do something more creative and fun to just enjoy it more, you know, as against thinking of the stuff that isn't happening, you know. So that's my encouragement for you guys. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Love you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.